Professor Andrew Campbell, Director of the Research School for the Environment and Livelihood at Charles Darwin University. Andrew Campbell, good morning.
Morning, Adam.
You've been appointed Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research. Means you're going to have to go to Canberra in the wintertime, so commiserations to you, but congratulations on the role. The centre was created by the Fraser government in the late 70s. Can you explain what it does very briefly?
Essentially, it's in the aid program. It's part of the foreign affairs portfolio, and it invests in Australian agricultural science in developing countries to help improve food security and agricultural production, natural resource management in our partner countries.
I spoke to the chief economist for Asia Pacific for the ANZ Bank last week. He said that Australia is making a mistake by having too much focus on the Chinese market and should be looking to the ASEAN countries. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I think that's a very sound analysis. And ACR, the organisation that I'll be joining, has 14 priority countries, most of which are ASEAN countries, as well as a Pacific. And there's a little bit of investment in China and India, which has very large multipliers, but the bulk of the investment's in the ASEAN countries, and there's enormous economic growth there, and we have proximity in our favour.
So the job that you will be doing and be looking after, is it things like growing rice in Cambodia for food security? Is that
correct? I was just looking at a project called Breeding and Feeding Pigs in Vietnam, where there was a research investment of about $400 million that delivered direct economic benefits of $400 million. So 100-to-1 investment in return on investment. In those countries, agriculture is by far the biggest employer. If you can increase agricultural production, you benefit enormous numbers of people and lift people out of poverty.
Of course, as we head into an election mode, there's a lot of focus on the economy. Why is it important for Australia to invest that money overseas in the department that you'll be now heading?
Well, agricultural investment, particularly agricultural research, delivers very high returns, Adam. And as I mentioned, it's a very large employer in developing countries. Food insecurity leads into other sorts of insecurities causes all sorts of problems with people movement and consequent problems for countries like Australia. So if countries are able to feed themselves and clothe and house their populations and grow their own economies locally, then that's better for their neighbours and for wider regional stability, not just domestically for them. So this has consistently been shown to be a great return on investment for Australia.
Will there be opportunities for the top end, do you think, with that in growing food security?
Very much so. The three highest priority countries for ACR are Indonesia, Timor-Leste and Papua New Guinea. And there are large projects in Timor-Leste about improving food supply and food security. And there's certainly significant opportunities for researchers based here in the Northern Territory.
Andrew Campbell, congratulations on your new appointment. When do you head to Canberra?
I start on the 1st of August. Adam, I'll be very sad to leave the many friends we've made here in Darwin and very sad to leave CDU. But I hope I'll be coming through Darwin very frequently in future.
You've bought some new thermal underwear just to survive the cold?
I've lived in Canberra before, but I'm sure it'll be a shock to the system nevertheless.
Professor Andrew Campbell, thanks for coming in today, and we'll talk again soon.
Cheers, Adam.